stage. You guys are coming off two big wins, especially towards the end of the season here. The Big Ten championships, and then you guys won the regional at Morgantown, beating Alabama. It's been a steady climb this year in terms of scores for you. How have these last two weekends, you think, changed or strengthened your team's mindset and the dynamic of the group?
I think it's definitely helped. I think we figured out that we just have to have fun to do well. So that's kind of, we think we figured it out in that aspect. But we've also just grown as a team. Just through winning and figuring out what works and what doesn't, through the ups and downs and whatnot. But yeah.
You've made a big change in schools this season. How has being at Michigan changed you? And with that, what stands out as the biggest difference, do you think, in you and as a gymnast and as a person?
That's a big question. I think I've just really found myself, but I've been able to be myself and just be the bubbly kind of happy person I am. But I guess, this is a tough question. I think my team knows me better than myself, but yeah.
How about coming here, obviously transitioning onto a team that had the Nicole Arntz's, the Emma's, the Olivia's, the ones you've competed with in Region 5, Lexi, you know, knowing them as well as you do based on how we handle our Region 5 system, did that make it easier, and do you think that helped the transition and just feeling part of a team right from the start?
Absolutely. I mean, those guys, they really just, I mean, the whole team opened, what's the saying, opened up with wide arms or something? I don't know, that saying. They made it so much easier for me. I had those relationships, and then I just made more with the rest of the team, and it just worked out really well as a perfect fit, and really thankful for that.
I want to talk a little bit about Big Tens for a minute. You had an amazing Tkachuk catch, obviously, the one-arm catch. They always say that you never do something for the first time in competition. You've always done it before. Has that ever happened to you, and how did you feel? Was it a surprise? Did you feel off, or you know, what was that? Because it was an amazing grab. I mean, holding on with one arm, pretty cool.
That's never happened before. A lot of times when that happens, I peel off and land on my back, kind of under the low bar. But I don't know. In that moment, I was just not letting go. I know the first five people in front of me hit, but still, I was like, well, what if for some reason this score has to count? I got to do whatever I can. So I was just hanging out for dear life, and then. And I was almost at a dead hang, and I was like, so do I tip? And so I just swung and kept going.
I was going to say, I kind of, obviously, at the when you first do it, your mind's probably racing, and like, what's happening? But to be able to be holding on with that one arm and dead grip, kind of just maybe take us back a little bit. Can you remember kind of what you felt on that, and it, just kind of how crazy that all is?
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. It was all so quick, and I just felt like I saw everything turning around. Yeah.
Well, you had to go to beam next, and obviously, you know, you're one of the strong beam workers on the team. What was that mindset for you? I mean, I know you've had to do that in other times, probably, you know, back in Arkansas as well, but kind of just what went through your mind going up on beam, knowing that you know, kind of make up for what happened on bars for you?
I mean, I just kind of have to move on because, one, my score didn't count, so it didn't matter. And I don't know, I like to kind of take out the anger from that, put it in the next event, or just, I don't know, I can't let the last event affect the next one, so that's just kind of where that was.
Cool. You competed floor a few times this season, exhibitioned a couple times, and had some struggles with that one front tumbling pass. You didn't do it at Big Tens. You only did your three events that you had competed most of the year. Was that the plan going in to compete at regionals on floor? And take us through the routine and your mindset as you are the last gymnast up in the final event at regionals.
Well, it wasn't really planned till kind of in the middle of the meet where we were doing well. And it was kind of like Bev and Dave's decision, team decision to do if first five hit, then I'll go in. If not, Lo will go in. So, before that routine, Lo talked to me, Lauren, I don't know, know if you're low, but she talked to me and just like, you've worked so hard, go get it done. And I know I felt so connected with everyone throughout the whole routine. And I don't know, it was a good feeling.
In club gymnastics, floor was one of the events that you always love to do because, you know, you get out there, you sell yourself, you show it off, mm-hmm. and you really, you know, really go out there and do a good job. Take us back to like maybe going through that routine and knowing that all the kids had hit. So really the pressure necessarily wasn't there. You guys were going to qualify,
yeah.
But, just going out there and doing it for yourself and wanting to hit a routine that maybe hasn't gone as well as you've wanted this season.
Yeah. I mean, I think right after my last pass, my face kind of described how I felt, especially everyone else said that too. I think I was smiling before I even landed because I was thinking, I'm not in my butt or my head. This is awesome. And I don't know, when I tumble, I tell myself to be Keitra. Keitra Hunter, yes. From Florida. And she tumbles really well. So I tell myself to do that. And yeah, but I just like to have fun.
Six in college is a team sport. That's the main goal. That's the focus. But did you know beforehand, before the award ceremony, beforehand, that you had won the all-around? And kind of what was going through your mind when you found out and the feeling standing on that podium?
I didn't know. I wasn't really concerned about it. I just knew that we won and that's all I really cared about. But when they called my name or whatever, everyone on our team stood up and just cheered. It was really cute, but yeah.
Well, I know it made Shannon very happy. I do know that. She texted me almost right after it happened. Did you see? Michigan missed qualifying to nationals last year by less than a toe point. I know you weren't part of that team, but was that any motivational factor this year for the team? And kind of then talk about the overall performance and energy at regionals.
I think so. I mean, I know for myself, I just wanted to make sure that we got our seniors there and with the whole team. And yeah, we were just really determined. But I think, like I said, we just figured out we need to have fun. And with regionals, when every single team is on an event, I don't know, I think it really boosts the energy and it's a cool atmosphere to be in. And I don't know, regionals is crazy. You never know what can happen. Even in club, it's quite the place.
Well, you talk about having fun, and every school has a different way that they kind of mesh and bond and handle competitions. Being the regionals is the most, so far of the season's pressure-packed. Kind of how does the team kind of gel and kind of work through that pressure and have the fun and bring out the fun in the competition?
I think we just kind of did what we've been doing the past couple of weeks and not overthink it, not do anything different, just do what we know, and it just worked out well for us.
Is there anything specific that you guys like to do that kind of keep that mind off and that energy up, but, you know, the pressure kind of down?
Well, before the meet, we always do, we call it a cappella. So we get in a circle and Liv will start with a noise. And I don't know if you've ever seen, what's that movie where they're all singing? And what's that movie? I don't know, whatever. But we're all in a circle making really weird noises. And it's just, I don't know, I think it loosens us up and gets us just kind of in the mood to have fun.
Well, you're leading into nationals this week, which will be your first NCAA championships. Congrats on that. You are in the tough-seeded evening session, but coming in as the third highest qualifier at regionals to the NCAAs. How, in your point of view, what do the Wolverines have to do to move on to the Super Six besides hit five routines on each event?
Kind of like with regionals, we just have to do what we know and have fun, not worry about anyone else but us, because, I don't know, you can only control what you can control, so I think we just need to do our thing.
Anything that is, I mean, obviously not different because you're not going to change something weeks before the meet, the big national meet at the end of the year, but kind of the focus and what you really are looking into leading into that semifinal session?
I mean, I think looking at nationals, it's kind of like it's the last meet of the season, so you just give it your all.
Like maybe specific lessons, even you, that you're maybe looking at or thinking about or fine-tuning that maybe regionals, even though you guys did well, didn't go as well as you wanted to or you wanted to improve upon for the big stage, the national championship.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the little things. Looking back at videos and trying to pinpoint what little mistakes, little errors you can make better just to minimize deductions and whatnot. But that just goes with every meet, but even more so for this one.
Looking back on this season, what has really stood out to you about this team? And how do you feel that is a benefit going into Nationals?
I think just the path we kind of took, because we started off kind of low. I don't know, if you would have asked all of us in the beginning of season how we thought the end of season would have ended up, it might have been a little iffy, but we really just climbed the way. And yeah, I don't know how cool it is to just see where we've come from.
Well, you're going to get to compete with, obviously, your two seniors one last time. But Nicole obviously means a lot because you've competed with her for years in Michigan. What does it mean to be able to, you know, be with this particular team at your first national championships and kind of send these seniors out in the best moments and meet as possible?
It's really cool. Like you said, I've known Nicole for so long. But even Tao, like, I've only known her for almost a year, and I still feel like I have such a good connection with her, and that goes with everyone on the team. So, I don't know. It's just cool how much of a bond and relationship I've had with the whole team, and I'm really excited to see what we can do.
Well, Paige, I'm excited to watch you guys. I get to watch both sessions because I don't have to coach that weekend, so I'm excited about that. It's regional meets. So good luck in St. Louis. Enjoy your first NCAA championships, and go blue.
Go blue. Thank you.
Thank you, Paige.